It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. There is a reason for fairy tales coming next. Hello, it is Tom. There is a reason for fairy tales and for why some fairy tales stay with us for centuries. And the reason is that somebody created them to say something about human behavior. For instance, the fairy tale of the little red hen who dug the garden and planted and harvested and prepared, and none of the lazy sots around her would help her. Ah, but they all wanted the food she prepared with what she grew. Does that ring any bells? Someone wrote the fairy tale about the folks who killed the goose who laid the golden egg to poke fun at greed. That's why they wrote it. There are fairy tales that point the finger at envy, at how people will go after what others have and destroy the source of the riches in the process. Today, here and all around the world, millions have grown obsessed with the idea that if they go after the wealthy, if they tax them more and more, they will gain more wealth for themselves. They're obsessed with the notion that the wealthy don't pay their fair share. History does more than tell us that this is a fairy tale type thinking. It guarantees a few things. As we tax them more, they will invest less and make less, and they will hide more. They will move away and move their capital away. History guarantees it. And there are those who were greedy for all of those riches. They'll see the pile of riches shrink. More after this wee pause. If you have riches, 100,000, 500, million, 2 million, several million, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, other types of investments, send for Tom's questionnaire and find out how those investments are doing and how they should be doing. Sometimes there's a big difference. Call 1-866-225-4334. Ask for Tom's questionnaire. 1-866-225-4334. Or do the questionnaire confidentially online at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again. The Emperor of Abyssinia once ordered 3 electric chairs from New York so that he could modernize executions in his country. And after they arrived, he remembered Abyssinia had no electricity. So his assistants disposed of 2 of the chairs. The 3rd one, they turned into the emperor's throne. Right, he better keep his eye out for those connections. This is Tom, as in Morgan.